I'm Mario Munoz, reporting for the Rio Grande Guardian International News Service. Recently, at the Ebridge Center in downtown Brownsville, Harlingen Mayor Norma Sepúlveda explained the importance of supporting entrepreneurship in Harlingen.
I know I was at a conference not too long ago with a lot of the folks from UTRGV, and I was really surprised to hear. I knew that the majority of businesses were small businesses, but when I heard the statistics and the percentages, that was really mind-blowing, that like 99% of all businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. And so that says a lot. In the municipal level, we talk about small businesses being the heartbeat of the community, and that without a small business presence, you really don't have a name for your community. And that is just, it solidified all of my thoughts in regards to growing the small business space, because you do have these organizations that are huge, right? We talk about Apple, we talk about organizations that those businesses are just, everyone in the world knows exactly Apple. They know Google, but it all started, some of them started in the basement of someone's home or in a garage. So it is truly important for us to foster that entrepreneurial spirit within every single person, whether it be in our communities, at the state level, at the federal level. It is our future as a country. So I think it's truly vital. And in terms of the future, I think that it is incumbent upon all of us to ensure that we are providing the resources available for all entrepreneurs to be able to reach their potential. I know one of the biggest barriers is capital. And so having conversations and having workshops and having conferences such as this to be able to provide that opportunity to make those connections so that they're able to access the capital so that they can get to do the actual work that they need to get done is important and crucial. And I know that that is a concern in our community and we'll have more discussions, but through our EDC, we have been really focused on that to ensure that that is not a barrier for entrepreneurs.
The Vice President of the Brownsville Independent School District, Daniela Lopez Valdez, says that 79% of graduating BISD students have a career path.
A lot of people don't know, but BISD is the largest employer in Brownsville. We have 6,000 employees, so that in itself is huge. We have 38,000 kids. We are making sure that in our career in technology center that 79% of our kids actually graduate with a career path that is what is going on in the local economy. So we have a lot of great partnerships. Right now, Lopez High School will be the first pipe fitting class that will have pipe fitting because of the companies that we have here. So we're making sure that our students are prepared. I think it's extremely important that we realize that education is the foundation for a prosperous community. And without basic infrastructure like quality public education, we can't continue to have economic development. So I think it's working hand in hand with different with our private sector as well as every business and other public entities that are here to foster that. I know, for example, with the county, we have abatements, making sure that within the certain amount of years that those jobs that are hired are local, and making sure that that we have that opportunity with the school district to directly filter into these jobs so that they will be successful and they will have jobs here in Brownsville, and they do have that opportunity for growth.
For more information, go to rgvstartupweek.com. I'm Mario Munoz, reporting for the Rio Grande Guardian International News Service.